Title: Titan Old School Deed NB Subsign for Rag Confused Chaos in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's lock in an old school jungle style sub in Ableton Live 12. This is the kind of sub that sounds almost too simple when you solo it, but the second you put it under a messy amen or think break, it suddenly feels like the whole track has a spine. The vibe we're aiming for is rag infused chaos up top, but a sub underneath that's steady, loud, and controlled. No flapping, no random wobble, no mystery notes, just pure weight that stays in tune and stays out of the kick's way. Here's the big picture: we're building a classic two-track bass system. One track is your SUB, mono, pure sine, super disciplined. The other is an optional MID or character layer, gritty, edgy, filtered so it never steals the true low end. Even if you only finish the SUB today, you're building your session like a proper DNB setup. Step 0. Quick session prep. Set your tempo to the classic zone, 170 to 175 BPM. Let's pick 174. Now drop in a breakbeat loop. Amen, think, whatever you've got. The whole point is you build the sub while the break is playing, because in drum and bass the bass isn't just a sound, it's a relationship with the drums. If you want, add a simple kick and snare too, but at minimum, get a break running so you can hear what's really happening. Now step 1. Create the sub instrument. Make a new MIDI track and load up Waveeatable. If you prefer Operator, that's totally fine too. We're going for a sine either way. In Waveeatable, set Oscillator 1 to basic shapes and move the position until you're on a clean sine. In Operator, use Osc as a sine and turn off the other oscillators so there's no extra harmonics sneaking in. Then do 2 beginner safe settings right away. Set Voices to 1 so it behaves like a mono bass. And turn Glide or Portamento off for now. We're not doing slides yet. We're doing tight. Why so plain? Because in old school jungle and ragga DNB, the groove comes from the notes and the spaces between the notes. The sound is the foundation, not the main character. Step 2. Lock it to mono and control the range. On the SUB track, add utility first. In Ableton Live 12 utility, turn on bass mono. Set the bass mono frequency around 120 Hz. And for maximum safety as a beginner, set width to 0%. That means everything is mono, and your sub won't do weird stereo phase stuff that collapses in a club. Next, add EQ8. Do not high pass your sub by default. Beginners sometimes chop the sub because it looks cleaner, and then wonder where the weight went. Instead, if you need to keep it focused, add a gentle low pass. Somewhere around 180 to 250 Hz is a good range, with a 12 dB slope. If it's booming in your room, you can do a tiny dip around 60 to 80 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. Only if it's actually a problem. Don't automatically carve holes just because you can. Step 3. Make it feel tight and present. Add saturator after EQ8. A pure sine can feel huge on big speakers, but vanish on smaller ones. Saturation is how we make it readable without turning it into fuzz. Set drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. And very important, match the output so it's not just louder. We want better, not louder. The default curve is fine, and analog clip is also a great choice. Now add a compressor lightly. This is not the destroy the bass moment. This is gentle control. Set ratio to 2:1. Attack around 15 to 30 milliseconds so the start of the note still has a little punch. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds for a musical bounce. And aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. If you're thinking, but DNB is aggressive. Yes, the track is aggressive. The sub is disciplined. Let the break be chaotic. Let the vocals be wild. The sub is the anchor. Step 4. Sidechain the sub to the kick. This is one of the biggest tightness switches in DNB. Add another compressor at the end of your SUB chain. Turn on sidechain. Set auto from to your kick track. If your kick is inside the break and you can't get a clean sidechain signal, make a ghost kick track later, but for now just use whatever kick you have. Set ratio to 4:1. Attack fast, around 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. This is the groove knob. Too short and it'll sound like it's choking. Too long and it'll feel like the sub is late. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of ducking. Teacher tip: if your sub feels like it's arriving late, don't immediately start driving MIDI notes around. Most of the time it's your release time smearing into the next hit. Shorten the release first, timing second. Step 5. Write a rag-friendly old-school sub pattern. Start with a 1-bar loop. 1 bar is enough to hear if it rolls. Pick a key that sits nicely for DNB. F-sharp minor or G minor are super common. But here's a real-world coach note. Pick your home note based on your monitoring, not just theory. If your headphones or room don't reproduce 40 to 50 Hz well, living on G1 to A1 might feel way more solid than living on E1, even if both are correct. Do this test. Loop the break and bass, and transpose your bass clip up or down one semitone until the low end feels most even and controlled. Choose the note that behaves best in your setup. For note range, keep the sub mostly around E1 to A1. That's roughly 41 to 55 Hz fundamentals. Going lower can eat headroom and become more felt than heard, which is dangerous if you don't know what your speakers are really doing. Now, a simple one-bar pattern that works great for Raga Chaos. On beat 1, play a long root note. On beat 2 and, do a quick dip, like the fifth. On beat 3, leave space, literally let it breathe. On beat 4, do a short stab back on the root. In G minor, that could be G1 held on beat 1, D1 short on the end of 2, rest on 3, G1 short on 4. That space is not emptiness. That space is what lets the break punch and lets Raga vocals and sirens have room without the track turning into a swamp. Step 6. Remove clicks and make note endings clean. Clicks happen when the waveform is cut off suddenly. It's not a your synth is broken thing. It's just envelopes. In Waveedable, go to the amp envelope. Set attack to around 0.5 to 3 milliseconds. Set release to around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Not too long, not too short. You want it to let go smoothly. In operator, same idea. Attack around 1 to 3 ms. Release around 60 to 150 ms. Then check your MIDI note lengths. If you make super tiny notes but you have a long release, they'll blur together and feel sloppy. For stabs, try note lengths around a 16th to an 8th, and keep release short enough that it doesn't smear into the next kick. Extra tightness tip. Keep the starts consistent. In the MIDI clip, make sure you're really landing on the grid for your main notes. You can nudge offbeat stabs slightly later, like 2 to 6 milliseconds, if they feel rushed against the break. But don't start nudging the downbeat unless you know exactly why you're doing it. And here's a subsanity listening mode that saves you from bad decisions. Solo only kick plus sub. Turn your monitoring down. Low end lies when it's loud. If it still feels punchy and locked at a quiet volume, it usually translates way better in the real world. Also, don't trust meters alone. Drop Ableton's tuner after your instrument or even after the chain. Especially once you add saturation, confirm the fundamental is still reading the note you intended. Step 7. Optional but powerful. Add a mid layer for Ragabyte. Make a second MIDI track called MID Bass. Use Waveedable or Operator, but this time use a saw or square style tone. Something with character. Then add a Q8 and high pass at around 120 to 180 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you want the sub to stay clean. The mid layer is not allowed to compete with a real sub. Add saturator with more drive, like 6 to 12 dB. Soft clip on. Add auto filter and low pass at around 1 to 3 kHz so it becomes a toffing edge, not fizzy noise. If you want extra grit without stealing the sub, you can add redux very lightly after the high pass, then low pass again to keep it controlled. Now group sub and mid into a bass group, and treat it like this. The sub is consistent and boring on purpose. The mid is your fill instrument. Bring it in for call and response with vocals, little hype moments, the end of an 8-bar phrase not necessarily all the time. Step 8. Arrangement ideas so it rolls like jungle. Try a classic structure. Intro for 16 bars. Breaks and atmos, sub-minimal. Drop for 32 bars. Full sub pattern, mid stabs only when needed. Variation. Remove the sub for 2 bars, let the vocal chops and FX go crazy, then slam the sub back in. Second drop, same bass sound, but change one note, add one rest, or swap the rhythm slightly. And one of the most effective jungle tricks ever, mute the sub for 1 full bar before the drop. When it returns on the downbeat, it feels massive even if the sub level never changed. Before we wrap, let's do a mini practice assignment you can actually finish today. Build a 16-bar loop with your break running. Chain on the sub should be utility to make it mono. A Q8 to keep it clean. Saturator for harmonics, then compression, and a sidechain compressor at the end. Write 2 1-bar patterns. Pattern A, long root with a short fifth. Pattern B, more rests, 1 extra stab. Arrange bars 1 to 8 is pattern A, and bars 9 to 16 is pattern B. Then do 1 impact moment. Mute the sub for 1 bar right before bar 9, then bring it back in. Check yourself with 2 quick tests. If you mute the MID layer, does the track still groove? And if you mute the break and listen to kick plus sub, Does it feel locked and clean? Quick mistake checklist to avoid pain. Stereo sub causes weak club translation and phase issues, so keep it mono. Too much distortion on the sub turns it into fog, so keep saturation gentle. No sidechain makes the kick and sub collide. Going too low below E1 can eat headroom and vanish on most systems. Clicks mean fix release first, then note length. And the big one. Don't overwrite. Busy bass plus busy breaks plus ragga vocals equals chaos without punch. Recap time. Old school DNB subs are simple sign bass lines, but they must be controlled. A clean chain is utility for mono, eck, light saturation, compression, and sidechain. Tightness comes from envelopes, note lengths, and sidechain timing, not fancy synth tricks. And if you want ragga chaos, keep the sub steady and let the aggression live in a mid layer that's high passed. If you tell me your tempo, key, and which break you're using, I can suggest a few ready-to-draw sub-patterns that fit classic ragga and jungle phrasing.